I don't know what to do with this stable, healthy relationship. How do I be in this no drama state, and how do I not sabotage this relationship that I'm in? This is a really interesting question that a client of mine in my Clang Group coaching program asked, and I feel like this will resonate with a lot of you because I've lived that experience, and this is what happens when a woman gets out of her state of drama in relationship. This is actually a really good sign, but it becomes really challenging. Hi, I'm Anna Rova. I'm a feminine embodiment coach, and I help single successful women attract amazing, committed, masculine men. And I run a transformational program called Claim, where we do exactly that. And as a result of this work, then sometimes you have to deal with this. So I'm just gonna quickly read what Cynthia, a client of mine, posted in our private Facebook group. She says, "All right, Anna Rova, once you have your committed masculine man, then you've been together for a minute and you work through some hard shit, get together, and then you start to get bored as shit. I appreciate the no more intense drama, but I really don't know what to do with this healthy, stable relationship. I knew that only women would understand where I'm coming from or what my issue could be. I float on it and just keep sensing work on myself. How do I run free like a wild woman and connect with my La Loba?" La Loba is a wolf in Spanish, and that comes from the book Wild Women Who Run With the Wolves. So to answer Cynthia, and maybe some of you who are listening resonate with that, my personal experience has been the same at one point in time. That's why I know what I'm doing. I've been there, I've coached women through that. And I deeply resonate with this idea that most of the times when we are attracting men who are emotionally unstable or who are even toxic, there's that codependency in our relationships, right, with men. We are in these volatile relationships, right? And obviously we're attracting these types of men because deep down inside we don't feel good enough that, to attract great men, to have a stable, healthy relationships. We're dealing with limiting beliefs around men, and this whole work is all about excavation and reframing these beliefs and these patterns that perhaps have been with us for years and years and years. This has definitely been my pattern, where I've been attracting emotionally unavailable men all the time, or men who are in their feminine who wanted me to lead and tell them what to do and stuff like that. So when I was doing all of this work, and I remember this distinctly, when we ourselves are looking for men and other things to fill out our voids, right? Like the need to be loved, the need to be worthy. I need someone else to be here with me, to give me that. We also crave living on the edge in relationships, and thus we attract this kind of men who, are constant drama, like he's doing this or he's cheating or whatever, because we get a sense, like it's almost an addiction. Like I have an addictive personality. I don't hide that, currently. I've been addicted to some things all my life, to cigarettes, to men, to sex, to alcohol. Well, not necessarily alcohol. For me, it was the drugs, like marijuana, for example. And then currently it's vegan chocolate, which is the least of the evils. But when that happens, I have a personality, I want to live on the edge, and I want things to be exciting. And quite wrongly, I misplaced that excitement into toxic relationships, which I've been a part of, right? And so when you do this work of transformation and reframing these beliefs and starting to feel again and coming into stability of my nervous system, right? Because I grew up in a very unstable home, and I've experienced emotional and physical abuse, and this was my norm. My norm was to react and to throw stuff at people and scream, okay? And so I had to do a lot of work to recalibrate my nervous system, to freaking calm down and to feel safe in my body. I was literally like an animal let out of the cage. And so through embodiment work that I'm doing with women, it really helps us feel safe in the body, create these foundational safety principles that allow you to freaking calm down and to not constantly be in this vortex of drama. And so once you start doing this work, your dynamics with men change. You stop attracting toxicity and start attracting healthy relationships. But then at one point in time, I remember when I got together with my current husband, I think I already was engaged to him. I remember feeling the same way that Cynthia was feeling, that I'm bored.
Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
And that I distinctively remember that feeling, Cynthia, that you're talking about, that like, I'm bored of this shit. I need to create some drama here because there's not enough drama in my life, you know? And I was like sitting there and kind of like picking at him. You know, like when you pick at something, like you just pick at it in order to elicit a reaction or create some sort of drama in my life. And I was fantasizing. I remember like I had dreams about my exes. I was trying to kind of to make him jealous and stuff. And it was a short period of my life. And the more I stayed with the work and the more I allowed myself to be in that new reality and to really appreciate that new reality. And then, so this is my advice to you, Cynthia, and to everybody listening. It's a recal. What you're going through is like turbulence and recalibration. You're like, this is healthy, but it's boring as shit. What the hell do I do with that? You know, your question, I don't know what to do with this healthy. Like here you are, where you always wanted to be. This is why you've done all this work to be in a healthy, stable relationship. You're like, well, this is boring as shit, right? I mean, it could be that this relationship you're talking about is indeed boring as shit. It's not the healthy relationship. So look at your language. Like, is this maybe this relationship that you're in now is not what you want. That's why you feel bored. That's not your man. Or, you know, you'll come to a realization that that's not the right relationship. That's one thing. But if you are in a healthy relationship and that is what's boring, that which seems like that's what you're alluding to, like he's a great man, but I'm just bored. What I really recommend is, like, you're going through a turbulence zone. You're going through a recalibration where you get to that new level where a healthy relationship without drama is becoming your new norm. And you're now in this wobbly state. So continue to do the work. Continue to do your flow. Continue to show up in the cold and let that settle. The other thing that I really recommend doing is actually looking for ways where you can get that, not the drama, but you can get that, because you know, I'm an extrovert and I love to play with life and to be in that dynamic with life. And for me, and I'm craving that constantly, and I know that my man, like my man is an introvert and he can't, like, I'm like, take me out every night and take me to these places and let's travel and give me flowers and stuff like that. And the moment that I stopped expecting him to tick all my boxes and make me happy, this is the moment where I started doing things for myself. And so for me personally, this has been style. So you got to look at my nails now. If you're not looking at the video or watching it, you know, I have really colorful nails. I wear a lot of jewelry. Well, not a lot. So I wear jewelry that I like. I take care of my style and how I look like and colors and textures. I love playing with makeup. I love playing with style. I love going out with girls. So I always kind of, you know, I buy flowers for myself. So I always try and see what is missing. So my question is to you, if you're experiencing that, know that this is a recalibration. Keep doing the work because you know intellectually and you know that this is healthy. This is good. So keep doing the work. But at the same time, see what, like, what are you missing? You know, the drama or actually excitement in life, right? And how can you bring that excitement into your life through different activities? You know, in the program I teach all of, like, this is kind of, Cynthia, this is module 3 work, which is all about rediscovering yourself as a woman and rediscovering what makes you excited, what ticks you, what makes you inspired, what makes you feel creative. How can you engage in creative pursuits? Like, use that energy that you have that previously has been directed totally towards toxicity and drama in your relationship dynamics. Now it's time to take that energy and redirect it into creativity and life force. See, I highly recommend signing up for a creative class where all of that energy is poured into creating things like painting, sculpture stuff, ceramics, drawing. You know, I've done my share of drawing things, writing. So do that. Allow yourself to go and do physical exercise and stuff like that. So all of this is to say you're in a great place. I'm really proud of you and the work that you've been doing. And this is just the recalibration. You're going to come to a point where there's so much fulfillment in a healthy, stable relationship when you have a man by your side where you don't have to worry. Is he going to leave? How can I create some drama? You know, like, take all of that and live that in all other areas of your life, through your hobbies, through your community with women, through whatever else. I get a really healthy dose of drama through some of my favorite shows on Netflix. Like, currently I'm going through, what is it, House of Dragon? And I kept thinking about that queen and the dragon, you know, all of that. I get a lot from, like, girl nights where we, you know, flirt with bartenders and, you know, in a healthy way. And I talk to my girls and then stuff like that. So yeah, you're on the right track. I'm feeling you. I've been there. Hold the tension. You are in a great place. Thank you. I hope this was helpful.
All right, beautiful woman. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.